For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The state of North Carolina covers 53,000 square miles. It is the habitat of the feared Carolina Panthers. Get dialed in, Panthers fans, for an in-depth look at your team. Exclusive interviews, locker room insight. Let's huddle up for Panthers Playbook. Here are your hosts, Dennis Cox and Chris Lee.
All right, Chris, give me a grade. Carolina Panthers offseason. I gave a grade. I said B, B plus. What's your grade so far this offseason for Carolina Panthers?
I just understand that I had very, very low expectations after
the
way last year.
Oh, I think very few of us had
ended.
Expectations.
So they have exceeded my expectations, and so I would give them an A minus.
Really?
Yes.
A minus this offseason.
And I didn't think that I'd be there after trading away Brian Burns. Like, I would think if you traded away Brian Burns, you're going to have to really do something to impress me enough. And honestly, I don't feel like anybody one-for-one has replaced Brian Burns, right? You don't have
a
one-for-one replacement. But for what they do have, I feel like going into this year, I'm not going to make any absolute statements, I do feel like the Carolina Panthers' defensive line and their front seven could be better than what it was last year.
I'll agree with you on that. I 100% agree with you on that. The one thing I will say with the trade for Brian Burns is that I feel like the edge rushers that they've signed, whether it's Wanham, Jadeveon Clowney,
Kalavon Chasen.
Yeah, Chasen. I feel like these would be guys that would be great opposite of Brian Burns. Like, yeah. That's the thing. Like, we have seen, like, with Jadeveon Clowney, like, when he was successful with Cleveland, Myles Garrett was on the other side.
Yeah.
Or there was Justin Madubuike on the defensive line with Baltimore when he was there. So that's the thing that kind of confuses me a little bit. I say confuses me is that it's the one thing that's like, man, I wish these guys were opposite of Brian Burns.
Well,
like, that's the thing they needed last year.
You're right. They absolutely needed it last year. But here's one thing that I think it kind of makes sense if you look at it. Jadeveon Clowney isn't necessarily known for his sack numbers, but he's one of those guys where he continues to get a job.
He's an analytics darling.
Because he eats up blockers, he can stop the run, and then also whoever is on the other side of him typically starts to eat. So you're talking about somebody like DJ Wanham, who last year played on the opposite side of Danielle Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has basically a Danielle Hunter on the other side that can help free him up, and then we'll see what Kalavon Chasen can potentially do. This is more so a prove it thing for him. You're a former first rounder.
Mm-hmm.
You have a chance to come and prove, see if there's still something there. We're kicking the tires on this. But like, again, nobody is a one-for-one replacement for Brian Burns. I do not think that the Panthers' sack totals will be crazy high, but I do think they will be very hard to do to run against. They'll mm-hmm. be very hard to pass against.
And I think also the A'shaun Robinson signing as well.
My goodness.
Like they needed someone on the interior to go next to Derrick Brown.
And that's going to help Derrick Brown
yes.
as well. Because
yeah.
I don't think while Derrick Brown has been there, I don't think he's been with somebody that he can look in the eye and say, you're close to being my equal.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying A'shaun is there, but he's close. And I mean, that guy is huge. And like huge.
6'4", 330.
He's huge. And he's going to help eat up space for Derrick Brown. Like, that is going to be a nightmare. Them and Shai Tuttle, they're going to be a nightmare to run against for any team this upcoming season.
So I always felt like Shai Tuttle would be like the good complimentary rotation guy, which we saw Evero use a lot of guys in rotation. But I feel like Tuttle was asked to be what Robinson is going to be. I feel like Tuttle can be a little bit more of like a rotational piece, especially when you get into sub packages.
I think Tuttle, since they do that, the three defensive linemen, I think Tuttle's right there in the middle. You have A'shaun and Derrick Brown on the opposite side of him. And then you have the edges right there with inside of what is Jahrel Evero's system. And so that is something I think is going to help out everybody. So maybe you can look at that and think that the middle is going to be weak with that with Tuttle. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll see. I'm sure LeBryan Ray is going to come in and out at some point.
Yeah.
But I do think that along with adding Josie Jewell and Shaq Thompson is going to be back, that front seven is going to be very tough to run against. And that's been a problem, I think. I don't think that the Panthers have been very good at stopping the run mm-hmm. since 2017, which was the last time they went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what this is. This is a lot of very good complementary pieces together. And where before you had a superstar here, and a lot of regular Joes.
Yeah.
That kind of filled in.
And a
so
lot of guys.
Essentially,
gags.
If the Panthers can stay healthy, maybe things look a little bit better for them.
Maybe. We'll see. But again, the expectations that we have for this upcoming year, again, they finished 2-15.
Yeah, still low.
Like that's the one thing I want to make sure. Like, we'll get into this in a second. Like, so many of us, including myself, was like, yo, I drank the Kool-Aid. I'm like, nah, I ain't sipping that this year. I'm not sipping that this year. Like, I'm gonna wait and see. I'll stand in line, but I'm gonna wait and see. Because they're not gonna be able to, the Carolina Panthers, all the holes that they had.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to fill all that in one offseason.
No.
Holes from personnel, from coaching, all these things. It's not going to be an overnight fix. That's why I say it. To me, it's like 2025, 2026 season really is when you expect to see that. But I don't know. I don't know if this upcoming season is going to be like that great of a win total. Like, it might be a 6-win season. But as long, or maybe it might just be a 5.
Whoa.
Might be four.
Okay.
Might be four.
Right. Whoa.
Might be four. But you know what? As long as there's like a semblance of like, oh, you actually look like a real football team that's actually moving forward as a franchise, I think that for me, that's what I want to see this upcoming year.
And also, how do you lose, right? Is it that you fought your butts off the entire time and the other team just happens to have Patrick Mahomes or Justin Herbert or whatever, these quarterbacks
better
that,
dudes.
That
yeah.
they are going to face this season.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just better, and they were able to drive it down the field for the last-minute touchdown or last-minute field goal, and they won it. And it's like, okay, we fought hard. We were in the game. We weren't embarrassing. That was the part for me the last 2 or 3 years where it's like the team was just embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just the win total. It was just how embarrassing they looked. Even in their 2 wins, they looked embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because I'm still scratching my head on how Houston lost that game.
Oh, I know. Gosh.
How? And I mean, I was there for that particular game. So those are the things that I think I'm looking for. I do think that the moves that were made were a good step in the right direction for the Carolina Panthers to look like a better team. So that way they're also – it frees them up to make better decisions in the draft.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And you don't have to reach, because we saw what happens when you reach, right? They were reaching for DJ Johnson. In some ways, they reached for Bryce Young, but I'm not going to put that on Bryce Young. That's more so the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, it's not Bryce Young's
fault.
They had
bad moments years prior to that, which led to them saying, let's get rid of DJ Moore and try to go up to the number one, try to get this dude. You know what I'm saying? They were desperate. I don't think they're in a desperate position this year, which is good
mm-hmm.
because I bought a car one time and I was desperate. I needed to walk away that day with that car. 45 days later, the transmission blew in that car. Literally 45 days later.
Yeah.
And I told myself I would never, ever buy a car in a desperate situation ever again because I just didn't really check. That's what the Carolina Panthers have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Their transmission was about to blow. And they didn't even know it because they were desperate.
Oh, yeah.
And that was literally their season last year.
Spark plugs, everything was just – all that was going haywire before even like a snap of a preseason game last year. That's kind of where they were. Well, what's your favorite – all right, I'll give you my favorite move so far this offseason. The signing of Derrick Brown to a long-term deal. That's actually been my favorite move so far this offseason. I've liked a lot of them. Like the Deontay Johnson trade.
Yeah.
I love that move.
Yes.
Love it because I'm like, okay, you traded away Dante Jackson that you were going to cut anyway.
Yes.
And you upgraded at wide receiver, which you needed anyway, and you just swapped picks in the process. Like, you didn't lose your number of picks. You just went from a 6th to a 7th. Like, yeah, I like that move a lot. But I think solidifying Derrick Brown, I think, was the big thing that they needed to do this offseason, in my opinion. That was my favorite move that they did because, like, all right, that's a core piece on our defense that we're building around that guy right there.
Absolutely. you actually kind of said mine with the Deontay Johnson thing.
Oh, okay, but yeah.
But just to do something different, I'll just say the defense as a whole, right? Because one of the more underrated parts of the offseason for the Carolina Panthers that I don't think we talk about enough is that Ejiro Evero is back with his entire staff, right? And so he said the other day in his press conference, he's never been a part when he was an assistant or whatever positions he's had. And since he's been in the NFL, he's never been a part of a staff where the entire defensive staff came back. So he was like, we're literally, after week 18, we're basically rolling into week 19. Like, everything is the same. We just have a few new players. And one of the things that I think Dan Morgan did a really good job with, he got a lot of complimentary players who know what they're doing under that system. Josie Jewell had his best season 2 years ago with the Denver Broncos as a linebacker because he played for Evero. A'shaun Robinson had a really good year with the Rams. He played with Evero, and Evero was on that staff.
Jordan Fuller.
And he's spoken highly of Dane Jackson, said he was one of the guys he was looking at, wanted to get with him, wanted the Rams to draft him, ended up going to Buffalo, one of the guys that that Dan Morgan did look at and ended up helping to draft up in Buffalo. I'm not expecting Dane Jackson to be this amazing player, but the whole point is it feels like this year everything is in line. I said this on a prior episode of Panthers Playbook with you. It felt like last year they were just like, this is Golden Corral, baby. We got to get we got to get the pizza bar. We got to get the chocolate fountain. We got to get the beef tips. We got to get the fried chicken. We're going to get everything.
Where are my yeast rolls at?
We got to get the yeast roll, son, with the honey spread. This year they're like, you know what? Let's just focus on what we do best. We are Bojangles. Let's get some chicken.
Hey, Five Guys
Let's get the chicken
Let's Five Guys this thing. Yeah. We do burgers and fries.
That's it. That's all we do.
But that's okay.
And I like it because everything feels like it's actually in line. They tried to trick us into saying that they had alignment. That was the big word last year.
Oh,
alignment.
Yes.
And clearly there was no alignment. It really feels like there's alignment this year.
I think I think that's the term we've come up with for Dan Morgan and Dave Canales is the alignment. It's like a wrestling stable. We are the alignment.
It's a wrestling stable right now.
We are the alignment. That's what they are right now. I mean, whatever it is that they got to do. By the way, that's Chris Lee. Dennis Cox here sitting in for Adam Gold. Chris Lee, my co-host on the Panthers Playbook podcast, sitting in here on the Adam Gold Show.
Jake, I'm getting worried. My house hunt's taking longer than expected. We've made so many offers and keep losing out.
You could really use the JAG advantage.
What's the JAG advantage?
The Jim Allen Group, number one real estate team in the state since 1996, with the largest inventory of home sites in the Triangle, 11,000, and they rep more than 65 communities.
The Jim Allen Group? Oh, I get it. The JAG advantage.
Can score with the Jim Allen Group at thejagadvantage.com. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medication secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
Another move I really love, the offensive line signings.
Three pieces.
Like two starting guards and a backup tackle. Then I guess the plan is to have Brady Christensen be a backup interior offensive lineman. Austin Corbett, they plan to move to center. That's the big question mark, I'd say. But you know what? We talked about it a lot. The protection for Bryce Young was awful last season. We all saw it. I mean, Bryce Young also didn't play great as well. He's a rookie, but the offensive line stunk. Let's just call it
what
it was.
Well, he didn't play well because he didn't have time.
Well, I mean, there's a multitude of factors onto each other.
Yeah.
But it's going to help the running game
a
ton, which will help Bryce Young. He's going to have the protection, which is going to help Bryce. Like, it's not sexy moves signing two interior offensive linemen to start, but they needed it. They needed it desperately.
Think about that, the difference, right?
Yeah.
You get rid of Bradley Bozeman, and you're telling Brady Christensen he's going to the bench. And those two signings literally went from the Carolina Panthers having one of the worst offensive lines in the league, like your 29th or 30th or whatever they were.
Bad.
And now they're projected to be the fifth best in the league.
I think a lot of that lies on Ike Ekwonu's development.
That it does. But yeah. Also, like, he's never had a solid guard next to him. He's never had a superstar that could help him out. And another part of it that we've also discovered, too, is, like, Bradley Bozeman wasn't very good as the center. You are the leader of that offensive line.
Yeah.
You are giving out the protection calls and things like that, and it just never worked with him for whatever reason for that system.
No.
I'm not saying he's a bad player, but for that system, it just did not work. So now Austin Corbett can move to the inside. He was already pretty much the de facto leader of that line anyway. And so he can really play that role. And now you have some Rough Riders next to Ike Ekwonu. And if Ike doesn't work, they have Yosh Nijman.
Yeah,
who started a bunch of games last year, who's ready just to come in and fill in. Mm-hmm. So, like, literally they're saying, Ike, we're giving you the chance. This is up to you.
Oh, yeah.
Just like with Bryce. They're saying, Bryce, we're giving you the chance. This is up to you now.
Yeah. It's this offseason, again, overall. I'm trying not to sip the Kool-Aid, man. I got a red Solo cup here in front of me. I'm trying not to. I'm like, it's just water in here. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid
I think
yet.
There's a difference in what we're talking about now than how we were talking about it last year.
100%.
I think last year we got to that point to where it was just like, we're tired of losing. It's 5 wins every year. We haven't been to the playoffs since 2017. This has to be the year.
Yeah.
And then you get a new coach, new energy, new blood, and it's like, okay, this has to be it. This is a former NFL head coach who had experience and all that type of thing, and then we were just all disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're coming into it, and we're like, David Tepper is still the owner.
Oh, yeah.
He could still mess up.
Oh, yeah.
We still have a lot of the same players.
Mm-hmm.
This team is not going to go from 2 wins to 15 wins. In 1 year, it's not going to happen.
Unless you're going to do it.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
So we're just like, okay, Dan Morgan just made some real GM moves, and everything feels like they're in alignment, as we said earlier. Mm-hmm. And so now we just feel better. We feel like if we're going to lose games, we're going to look good while losing those games instead of looking like the NFL's doormat, which is what they've been over the last 2 seasons.
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill.
The Designery grand opening, we're scheduled to open May 16th and do our grand opening party then. We're going to be catering some food. We're doing some giveaways. We have a VR headset, an Echo Show, some kitchen gadgets, and some fancy knives. 12 to 2 p.m.
Please stop by our showroom, 3030 Wake Forest Road. That's The Designery at thedesignery.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Yeah, it has not been good overall. And I think this is where Dan Morgan, I think, like you said, he's made some real GM moves. But where he's really going to make his money is what he does in 2 weeks, what he does at the draft.
Yes.
Like, that's the thing.
Yes.
It's what he does at the draft is really where he's going to make this money. For example, like, he's been part of the drafts since he got here in 2021.
Yeah.
Like, he's been part of it. Now, like, there's been some good ones because, again, he was underneath Scott Fitterer. Like, J.C. Horn, heck of a player. Heck of a player. But guess what? Can't stay healthy, right? Tommy Tremble, I think a good number two tight end. Chuba Hubbard, I think he's going to be the feature back, according to Dan Morgan, going into this season.
Yeah.
But
he's really a 1.5. Yeah.
One and a half, two is really what it is. But that's really it. There's Terrace Marshall Jr. was a second-round pick. Did not pan out. And there's Brady Christensen as well.
He might get cut this year.
He might, would not shock me. Yeah. And I'm surprised he hasn't been already. Let's be honest.
They just need the bodies right now. But just in 2 weeks, though, we'll see.
Exactly.
2 weeks will determine that.
But that's it from your 2021 class.
Yeah.
Like, that's really it. Yeah. And obviously, Brady Christensen was part of that as well. Go to 2022. Last season, we only saw 3 guys on the roster from the 2022 draft class. 3. There are Ike Ekwonu, which still a question mark. I saw that the potential's there, still a question mark. It might A change of coach and system might be the best thing for Ike Kwanu, to be determined.
We thought that last year, but, you know.
Last year was a dumpster fire. Cade Mays.
Yeah.
Interior offensive lineman who played a chunk last season out of necessity. Eh. Like, I don't even know if he makes it through training camp, to be honest with you.
I have something to say about that, but keep going. But yeah. Keep cooking.
But then Amari Barno. Great special teams player.
Yeah.
Love what he does in special teams. That's it. Three dudes from your 2022 class. That's it. And then even look at last year. Yeah, Bryce Young. Still question marks. Still young.
Yeah.
Jonathan Mingo. Still question marks there. DJ Johnson. What are we doing? Then you had Chandler Zavala, which injured a bunch last season, but still question marks. And then he didn't really get much of Jamie Robinson. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the last three drafts for the Carolina Panthers. Who's, like, the real impact player? Like, in all honesty, like, who's the truly impact player that the Carolina Panthers have drafted over the last 3 years?
Victoria, cue the Key Sweat.
Nobody.
Nobody. Exactly.
Nobody.
My point. Like, so Dan Morgan is going to have to, if he really wants to make his money being the general manager, it comes in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, he has to hit it. He has to. Otherwise, what are we doing?
I think that we'll see. But again, what I said earlier, I do think he's made it easier for himself so he doesn't have to reach.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very deep wide receiver class.
Yeah.
I hope they get a couple of them. You know,
they might. They might get one in the second, another one in the fifth.
They probably, you mentioned this before in Panthers Playbook, Graham Barton may be there as a potential center.
If he's there at 33, snatch him up. But according to a lot of the predictions, he's not getting past like 25.
Okay, well, if he's there,
yeah.
You know, but you still want to get get your offensive line a little bit younger, get some pieces that you don't have to pay for the next few years because that line is going to get very expensive.
And
you're going to have to pay Bryce, you know, if he shows up.
Yeah, and you need to draft a center to develop behind Austin Corbett.
And then you need some cornerbacks
because
the secondary is still going to need some help because again everybody's a question mark. Like Dane Jackson, what is he going to do? Is J.C. Horn going to be available? Troy Hill is good as a nickel. He can't really go to the outside like that. So like what do we have after that? So there's still a lot of holes to fill.
Yeah,
but Dan Morgan has a great opportunity right now to put himself in position to have a job for years to come.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to put that much pressure on him after just 1 year, but boy, if you can make a splash and those guys are impact players for the Carolina Panthers this year in 2024,
yeah,
boy, you got yourself a job for a very long time, sir.
Oh, yeah. You think they trade pick 33?
For what, going up or going down?
Oh, down.
I have read that that is a possibility. If they feel like right now everything is about value.
Mm-hmm.
If they feel like they're going to get the best value for that, if somebody wants to move up just to do it, get the first pick of the second day, and they're going to get more out of it, and they can get more players, and those players end up becoming impact players in 2024, I'm all for it. But I don't think I'm going to judge what happens on draft day by that Sunday.
Sure.
I'm going to judge it basically by October, November.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to give it 6 months to see.
Well, yeah. I mean, on the field, we're going to have to figure that out for sure. But, I mean, let's say there's a team in the middle of the second round that wants to move up to 33. It's going to cost them not only that pick in the middle of the second round this year, it's going to cost them their second round pick next year and probably like a fifth this year. Well, guess what? You don't have a second round pick in 2025. If you can recoup that, and still get the guys that you want at 39 and let's say like 47, do it. Because that way you can get that pick that you need in the second round next year as well. Make it.
In my
opinion, unless like the dude that you really want is right there at 33, like, nah, ain't moving. Our guy is right there.
I mean, Xavier Legette is there.
I mean, that's the guy a lot of people want.
Xavier Legette is there. Please
snatch
him up.
That's the guy a lot of people want. Hey, you know what? Because this team still needs another wide receiver. Even though they got Deontay Johnson, they still need another one, in my opinion.
6 foot three, runs a 4.3, has hands, like literally was South Carolina's offense. Like, please. Pretty please.
Make it happen.
Pretty please.
Make it happen, Dan Morgan.
We need that. Because another thing, too, is like, you know, I thought that what's my man's name that ended up being the number one wide receiver? His name escapes me right now. He shouldn't be the number one, and now that Deontay Johnson is there, he's going to be number two.
Oh, Thielen?
Thielen.
Yeah.
He's going to be even better if he's the number three.
Oh,
if
yes.
If we don't really count on you, you can just help us move the chains on third down because they're paying so much attention to Legat and Deontay Johnson.
I'm all for that.
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill. I am the project manager.
The Designery is a lovely kitchen, bath, and closet remodeling company. We do pretty much any of the utility spaces in your house. If you want to store things in your cabinets, if you want to work on things on your countertops, if you want to have a floor that can get wet or muddy, we're the place to help you fix your home up.
We are the Designery North Raleigh, located at 3030 Wake Forest Road in the Holly Park Plaza. We would love to see you, or visit our website at thedesignery.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.